From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Now to your feedback about yesterday's show, and it was, in a word, harsh. We spoke with two voiceover artists behind many negative political ads, Scott Sanders and Dennis Steele, and we asked them how they feel about doing ads that are less than honest about the other guy's record. They said it's a living.
You've got to put whatever prejudices you have behind you and just go for it.
Nobody ever asks you what your political affiliation is.
No.
They ask, how soon can you get here?
Many of you were quite dissatisfied with that explanation. This is from Nancy Jane Moore in Austin, Texas. The excuse that they have to make a living is absurd. There are plenty of jobs that don't require fundamental dishonesty or undermining our political process. They could take a step up and become telemarketers, for example. Philip Wilsma of Arlington, Virginia, had a similar response, and his email referenced part of the interview when Sanders and Steele gave their best negative interpretation of campaign buzzwords, such as this one.
He's a socialist.
Great.
A socialist is not good.
Well, Mr. Wilsma had this suggestion. Try to say this word as negatively as possible. Disgusted. Perhaps you were trying to take a lighthearted approach to the negative ads in the current race, but this is not a joke. This celebration of the production of such lies from both parties is appalling. Well, at least one listener offered some genuine praise. Noah Schaefer of Somerville, Massachusetts, said he enjoyed the interview, but he had this recommendation. It seems that this year, some of the most negative ads from both McCain and Obama have used female voices. Next time, let's hear from the ladies of doom. Hear, hear, Mr. Schaefer. We welcome your comments, positive and negative. Send them to us at npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of that page.